Activity 5. Listen again and complete the summary.
Hi, Amy. In my Chinese class today, we listened to a famous story called Yu Gong Moves the Mountains.
Oh, so tell me about it. How does it begin?
Well, once upon a time, there was a very old man. There were two mountains near his house. They were so big and high that it took a long time to walk to the other side.
So what happened next?
Well, the old man told his family that they should all help him to move the mountains.
But that sounds impossible.
Yes, that's what his wife said too.
And where would they put all the earth and stone from the mountains?
Yu Gong said they could put it into the sea because it's big enough to hold everything. So they all started moving the mountains the next day. Let me tell you the rest of the story. Yu Gong and his family began to move some of the earth and stone to the sea. One day, a man saw Yu Gong and his family when they were working on moving the mountains. He told Yu Gong that he would never succeed because he was too old and weak. But Yu Gong replied that his family would continue to move the mountains after his death. His family would live and grow, but the mountains would never get bigger. So, Yu Gong and his family kept on working day after day, year after year. Finally, a god was so moved by Yu Gong's spirit that he sent two gods to lift the mountains and take them away. This story reminds us that you never know what is possible unless you try to make it happen.